Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows. Only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to my after show for Dexter Original Sin. This is actually episode 4 called Bender Bender. So let's go ahead, let's review this. I'm excited to be able to do this, and thank you guys for so much for all the love and support that you showed me over the year. So let's go ahead, let's do this, man. Let's do it. All right, and like I said, this is actually going to be episode 4 of Dexter Original Sin, Bender Bender. And I just want to point this out as well, that I am sponsored by Phonetics. Go on ahead, get you guys a nice hoodie from over there and stuff like that. If you go on ahead, click on the link below, you actually get about a 40% off discount. Just type in the word cheers and you get yourself a little discount. So go on ahead and do that. Now we're going to get on with the review for Dexter Original Sin. So the one thing that makes Patrick Gibson's iteration of Dexter Morgan that a little bit more compelling is his raw inexperience both as an intern and at Miami Metro and as a serial killer. Dexter made mistakes in the original series, guys, but not on the level of the ones witnessed in the original Sin. The fact that Dexter hasn't mastered the art of the dark passenger yet is all the more reason to keep turning to see what he does next. As for the flashbacks in the 1970s timeline with Harry, they act as mini episodes each week and continue to work very well with Christian Slater's character, Harry. Just as important as the original Sin as Dexter is, because he also has some sins of his own. So I think it matches perfectly well with Dexter. But I like how it opens up in this episode where it's 1991. And it has that classic beats of these characters rollerblading. Hey, Div Car, how are you? Thank you for joining me. I do appreciate that. But I like how it opens up in this 1991 kind of classic way of rollerblading. And then all of a sudden it gets interrupted by something dark where you actually have a character hanging off the bridge. And now the people that are watching this and horrified by it, they call 911. And now you have LaGretta, who's actually trying to be in the spotlight. And you can definitely tell that LaGretta wants the attention, but she can't get the attention yet or anything like that because of the fact that she's an up-and-coming officer herself who's trying to pave waves into this police station as well. So that's something that I really liked about it was the actress who plays LaGretta is very spot on. And I know I said that in like the last review, but she is so damn good at what she does. And I like how the captain's basically pulling her away from the reporters, hey, look, no commenting or anything like that. I'm pulling you away from this because you don't need to be doing this. And I definitely like how they did that. I thought it was really good. But even though the audience knows how it ends for Dexter's mother, now here's another, like I mentioned before with the flashbacks, right? With Dexter's mother, with Laura Moser. Seeing the buildup fills in the important blanks that we didn't get from the original TV series, and as the tragedy of her death, the scene involving Brian, the future ice truck killer, pulling the heads off of his creature victims in the back garden is chilling. Yes, he's murdering animals. He does very sadistic stuff. And you can definitely tell that Brian was actually the bad brother versus Dexter, because Dexter has that innocence about him. And then all of a sudden, he gets fucked up after all that stuff that happened with his mother dying in the back of the cargo area and stuff like that. But right now, his mind is all basically, he doesn't remember any of that or anything like that until they actually investigate in the later episodes of Dexter. But, you know, I just really like how they pick the right actors. Even the kid actors are really good, and it's just very creepy how Brian actually is. And whenever you have Harry watching Dexter, and Brian for that matter, he has a little bit of a heart attack moment because of the fact that Dexter winds up running out on the back, and he can't find him. He can't find Dexter anywhere. His mind goes into flashbacking at that time whenever he lost his son in the swimming pool. And he's thinking, oh shit, I screwed up. I missed Dexter. I don't know where he's at. And of course, his mother has also gone to be a PI for them while being undercover for the from Miami, so that way she can get some stuff sponged off her record. And so that leaves Harry to have to attend to the kids. So I definitely like the fact that, you know, Harry's trying to be there for Dexter and Brian. And it's just that Brian just is really creepy. The fact that Dexter is very much a caring child really plays into Harry's guilt for essentially being responsible for him becoming a killer due to his failure to protect his mother. There's a lot of good stuff in the flashbacks, and they probably could have done a whole series based on this timeline. Now, the Trinity spinoff appears to be still going on ahead and nothing can be ruled out, but I'm more interested in this than the Trinity killer, to be honest with you. But, you know, I have to see a trailer first before I actually get to see what they have going for it. But at first glance, Dexter's kill of the week feels a bit shoehorned in without any context of relevance. He just wants to kill someone, and he does some digging to find a worthy candidate. This is when he encounters Mad Dog, played by Joe Pantoliano. And I have to say, I love seeing Joe back on the screen again. I really love him. I loved him as Ralphie in the Sopranos and stuff like that too. And knowing that he's actually a hitman for the mob, and Dexter's trying to take out this guy, and he's actually at the very beginning level of being a serial killer. He doesn't know exactly how to take down anybody. He doesn't have any kind of way to actually sedate anyone yet or anything like that. So Dexter is basically trying to figure this out of like, well, how do I take this guy down? What do I do? And, you know, and here's the thing. Okay, so my thing is this. I really liked how they play into this whole thing of how is Dexter going to go on ahead and get this hitman, right? So basically, he has to first find out, because Harry tells him, hey, look, Dex, before you go on ahead and kill this guy, you need to have a reason why you're going to kill him. So he needs to find out if he's still being a hitman or not. So he sneaks over to Mad Dog's place, and he winds up finding a picture of this victim that's in this, basically in a scanner, in a shredder. So he winds up finding it, and he just looked at, I found this guy's picture inside the shredder, and it looks like that he's still going to be killing people. So Harry gives him the okay. So now he actually books, Dexter winds up booking a fishing lesson on Mad Dog's boat, because that's what he does now. He actually teaches kids how to fish for a living. So that's actually his little side gig now. And I like how Dexter goes up to him and he goes, hey, how can you afford all this? How can you afford this big boat? How can you do this? He goes, well, I've worked in real estate. I did a lot of foreclosures. He goes, really? All those innocent people that you ended up having to take away their stuff, I don't think that they really appreciate that. Because to be honest with you, I don't really give a fuck, because I actually made a good living off of what I do. So therefore, who are you to judge me when you don't even know me or anything? But for code word of taking away people is taking people's lives, which is basically saying I paint fences. But, you know, I definitely like seeing him there. It was like seeing what Ralph Sovarello might have been like if he didn't get scrubbed by Tony Sander around his neck all those years ago. It's a brief but memorable appearance by the legendary actor, and by the end of the episode, the significance of the kill is made clear, and the random setup justifies it. And I just want to point this out, like, whenever you see this thing being played out, right? Dexter winds up...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Taking the saran wrap, saran wrapping everything inside Mad Dog's house, like Dexter fashion. And he takes the guitar, saran-wraps up that, and then he goes in and tries to wait for Mad Dog. And basically he winds up taking a guitar to Mad Dog's head, and he winds up taking off his clothes. And as he's taking off his clothes, and as he's trying to get him saran-wrapped onto the table like he normally does and have all the victims laid out for him, Mad Dog wakes up just as he was taking off his pants. And he wakes up. He winds up slamming Dexter against the wall. He winds up running out of his own house. Dexter falls in behind him, and he's running in his underwear. This reminds me of Patrick Bateman from American Psycho with the chainsaw. And I'm like, Dex, leave the dude alone, dude. Like, go on ahead, try to do this again another night if you want to, and go from there. You don't try and trace them down. There's going to be witnesses, even though it's at nighttime. You're going to have witnesses all over the place. So I think it's stupid for you to do this, but I like how the fact that he's still new at this and trying to figure this out to the point where he becomes reckless about it. Yes, he was reckless in the other episodes, like I said, in the later episodes, but this is just stupid of Dex to do this. But next thing you know it, this comes out of randomly, right? And I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen to Mad Dog? Is he going to get him? Is he not going to get him? All of a sudden, a truck winds up hitting him and kills him. And I'm like, whoa, I did not see that coming a mile away. Neither did Mad Dog. But the whole fact that a hitman all of a sudden just gets killed randomly in his boxers is laid out in the road. Because of the fact a truck hits him. I'm sorry, Dex. You need to get your ass back over to where Mad Dog's house is, take down the saran wrap, and get the fuck on out of there. Either that, or I think that you can leave the kill room up and just basically just let it be part of the mob and frame the mob for something. But also, too, that also ties in with Dex making the reservation to be on Mad Dog's boat to the point where it actually makes him a suspect. So I don't know how he's going to get out of this, but it's going to be interesting on how that plays out as far as that goes. But another thing that happens, too, is Deb is also trying to seek Harry's approval, which is Dexter's sister. And, well, she winds up deciding, okay, well, I need to go on ahead and I'm bored. I'm going to go on ahead. I'm going to go over to Blockbuster, go to an employee to sell me cocaine and also weed, because I need something to do. So her and Sophia winds up going over to Blockbuster. They get the blow. And I was like, I know people don't like this. I get this. I get the fact that they don't like to see Deborah doing cocaine or weed. But here's the thing. She's not going to be the Miami Metro or Miami Vice cop that we know from the other seasons yet. She is right now at an adolescent's age, so she's doing what any other adolescent teenager did. I didn't do cocaine in my day, but I'm just saying, she's going to do stupid shit to get her dad's attention. And so, therefore, she's going to buy cocaine. She's going to do weed and stuff like that. She's going to do stupid shit before she winds up coming into the woman that she's going to become. And then you also have her going into a special VIP section, stealing people's alcohol and stuff like that. And she winds up hitting on this other dude. And basically, she's like, hey, go on ahead, give me your card, and we'll go from there. So he winds up giving her a card, and Deb winds up calling him. So after that happens, he winds up picking her up, and they're driving, and she goes, oh my God, this is you have a car phone in your car? He goes, yeah. She goes, does it work? He goes, why don't you see? And back in the 90s, that was a big thing, was to have a car phone in your car. Rich people had them. We didn't have them, but rich people did. So that's a big deal. So she winds up calling Harry on the answer machine. Harry doesn't answer it or anything, but she's like, hey, Dad, I just want to let you know I'm going to be spending the night over at Sophia's. And I just want to let you know that, okay? I love you. But at the background, you can hear the guy laugh. And I'm like, Deb, you're stupid. You're being stupid for Cocoa Puffs right now for doing this. And also, too, no wonder why Harry's stressed out. His son is a serial killer. His daughter is trying to seek the approval of Harry. But at the same time, she's doing all the wrong stuff to get his attention, even though his attention is fully on Dexter because of the fact that he's a serial killer and he doesn't know how to deal with that. Now he's going to have a heart attack later on because that's what happens in the other episodes and stuff. But I just have to say, I really love the writing for this. Even the part where there's this little joking thing that happens in the series where Dexter's trying to tell LaGretta about how this other guy winds up dying at the beach. Basically, what happens is this, okay? He's like, look, he winds up, someone ended up strangling him from the front, and he just had the guy by the throat the whole time, and he wanted to hear his guy's one last breath before he actually let the guy go. And that was and she goes, how do you know that? Because look, if the person was still alive and the person hit the ground and it hit the rock, his head would be bleeding. He was already dead upon impact already. So therefore he was dead. And so he's actually telling her this in the blood splatter room at Miami and in the Miami police department. And I like how he's using the melons as a metaphor for the head. And, you know, I just had a thing of like, okay, I wish someone would just say, hey, Dex, nice melons, just as a pun, but no one did that. But still, I just thought that was actually pretty funny about how Dex doesn't even know that he's even holding the melons onto his chest like that. But then he winds up dropping the melons, explaining the whole entire deal of what happens whenever someone hits their head on the ground. And then you have Mizuka, he goes, because Mizuka winds up finding out, oh, that's actually their boss's melons that she bought at the grocery store. And she's like, wait, are those my melons? And I like how Mizuka's like, good one, Dex. So I definitely liked a little bit of jokes around it. I thought it was really good. But I also have to say this, though. I mean, Original Sin actually extends the great momentum of episode 3. And the series has really started to feel like a season of the celebrated original series, which is evidenced further by Dexter's dynamic with his third target. And with it being Mad Dog, I thought that worked. I thought everything in this series worked as far as this episode goes. While it would be interesting to watch Dexter pick Mad Dog's brain in a figurative sense, the shocking twist of him apparently getting killed makes a far more intriguing premise for Dexter. So, yeah, I think this is a solid episode. I'm actually happy with this, especially the way he does the B&E to prove his suspect is guilty. And then also, while he's even being interested in to watch Dexter pick Mad Dog's brain, I loved it. I really loved it from start to finish. I think it's a great episode. I know this is a little bit shorter episode than what I normally do as far as this review goes, but still, I just want to point this out. The writing is good for this. I'm excited to see what happens on episode 5 for this. But yeah, this actually lands the nostalgicness of the other Dexter series. And also, too, it's not only just a nostalgic, but also brings into something new that we haven't seen in Dexter before. So yeah, my question for you guys, though, is this. What do you guys think of Dexter Original Sin, Fender Bender? What did you think of the fourth episode? What's your predictions going into this thing? And tell me in the comments below. Don't forget to smash the like button, comment button, all that stuff. But also, too, get yourself something from Fanatics. I mean, come on. You want to get 40% off? I got that. Click the link below. Get yourself something good. So, always until the next time, guys. Have a great and safe night, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. It was great talking about Dexter Original Sin, Fender Bender. Bye-bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close.
Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.